You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to GOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Happy Wednesday. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty. You know, I hope I haven't been too harsh here with this sermon. It's just that I'm a big grace man. I've loved to preach grace as opposed to law. And because I've learned throughout the years that the Apostle Paul is a big grace man. And as we're reading here and hearing in this sermon through 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it's shocking when we stop and study at the things that this. Remember, the Apostle Paul was a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. And when you hear a Pharisee say, like he says in the book of Galatians, he says that circumcision means nothing but faith working through love. The whole Old Testament is built on that. And for this man to say, circumcision availeth nothing but faith working through love. For him to say that, you have to understand there's been a change in covenants. And we read that. We read that in the Bible. We read Hebrews chapter 8, verse 13. The author of Hebrews, it says, the old covenant is obsolete and ready to vanish away. And we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, where we're at here, that Paul says that the letter, written and engraved in stones, the letter kills, but the Spirit makes alive. And that's what we're looking at here in this sermon. And I've learned that the Apostle Paul is a big grace man, and he's big on grace, which is why he says, for it's by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. And that's where I stand, and I hope that's where you stand as well. Here's the last part of this message. I invite you out to church tonight, 6 o'clock. We're in the book of Daniel, looking at the handwriting on the wall tonight, Daniel chapter 5. Here's the last part, or at least the next part of this message, law or grace?
Old and new. Here's his comparison. There's seven of them all together. He's comparing, the Pharisees comparing the old covenant and the new covenant. And it's important for you to see the change in what he thinks of the old covenant. Number one, written by the Holy Spirit, not with ink. Number two, written not on stones, but on hearts. What comes to mind when you think of an old covenant written on stones? Right. Number three, new covenant as opposed to the old covenant called the letter. That's verse 6. Who's made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter. That's his third comparison. Number four, the Spirit gives life. The letter kills.
By the way, did you just hear what that Pharisee just said to you? He told you that the old covenant law, the one you would insist on following, kills. Do not be deceived. The old covenant is not designed to save you. It's been put in place to kill you. That's why Paul wrote the letter kills, because you can't keep it. It's not designed for you to keep. It's designed to condemn you and convict you. It's an effort in futility. Don't do that, the law declares. Romans 7:9 says this. Listen to this verse. Paul says, this is where he starts using the word I. Starts making this personal. He said, I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, don't do that. When the commandment came, sin revived. Makes me think of the old Mummy movie. Whoop, 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 up comes the mummy. Or giving CPR to a dead man. Or mouth to mouth with someone that's drowned. When the commandment came, you see, sin is dead on the inside. Without the law, there's no sin. Even Jesus said the same thing. Don't question me yet now. Without the law, there's no sin. But the commandment came, don't do that. Sin came to life on the inside of you. I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died, he said. You see, the commandment wakes up sin. The commandment wakes up sin on the inside of me, sleeping. Now back to Paul's list of comparisons. He's comparing life-giving to death-causing. Life-giving to death-causing. Number five, ministry of death. And on the other side, ministry of the Spirit. A ministry of death, which Paul the Pharisee said was written on stones. Well, we've already answered what he's talking about. The Apostle Paul just called the Ten Commandments a ministry of death. Do you see why they hate the Apostle Paul at Messianic synagogues? Someone that was trained up in this church went to a Messianic synagogue one day and said to the pastor there, I read in the Bible that Jesus is the end of the law for righteousness to those who believe. You know what the pastor's answer was? We don't follow the Apostle Paul here. You can't refute this stuff. The Ten Commandments condemn you. They don't save you. Jesus saves you. Otherwise, there would have been no need for him. Something written down that says, do not do that, can't save you. God requires perfection from you. If you can be perfect, then you're excluded and you can now leave. Speed limit's 30 on this road, by the way. And there's a stop sign here, too. Again, back to the text. Whoever keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point, may I remind you, is guilty of the entire book. You and Osama bin Laden are pals. You're just as guilty as him. Back to the text, verse 6. Who made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. But if the ministry of death is not done, there's the next one. If the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be much more glorious? For if the ministry of condemnation, man, they must have got tired of this guy by now. He is dissing the Old Testament. Do you understand there's been a change of covenants with the coming and the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ? Praise God is right, because you can't keep it. Neither can I. That was number 6. If the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds in glory.
For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. For if what is passing away was glorious, then what remains is much more glorious. We'll get to that in a minute. Number six, ministry of condemnation and a ministry of righteousness. And then Paul even calls the old covenant, he calls it glorious. Oh, it's glorious, all right, but it'll kill you. Because of what it says, do this or die. Keep every point or else. You see, it's glorious in that out of it now comes a need for a Savior. That's why it's glorious. It's glorious because it points to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Life preserver, after all these years, it's glorious. The Son is revealed, the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, what's the Bible trying to tell me? I can answer that. You are free from trying to keep the law in order to be right with God. Paul says the old covenant kills, but the new covenant, initiated by Jesus Christ, makes alive. Romans 6:14. You are not under the law, but under grace. Isn't that good news? And this is one of my favorite verses in all the Bible. This is Galatians 3:24. It says, the law was, think about that word, was. Apply it to other things. Babe Ruth was. Great home run hitter. Abraham Lincoln was. A great president. Billy Graham was. A great evangelist. The law was. Our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. It's just as past tense as any one of those others. The law was our paedagogos. Schoolmaster, tutor, someone who raised up a child until they were old enough to be on their own or old enough to serve their father. The law was our tutor to bring us to Christ. Notice in the middle of the verse, the law's purpose. The law was our tutor to bring us to Christ so that we might be justified by faith. There's the purpose of the law. I like to use the example. I've used it before. The law is like a taxi. It's a taxi cab. You get in it, and it takes you and drops you off right at the foot of the cross. The cross, Romans 10:4 says Christ is the end of the law. It's a T in the street. You're going down a street, and it stops right at the cross. And lets you out. And you have a decision to make there. You can either live by the law and be condemned by the law, or you can get on your knees and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The law was our tutor to bring us to Christ so that we might be justified. To be justified, remember, legal word, God hears your case. Has his gavel, slams down his gavel. When you say, I've received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he's my Lord, I believe in him, he's the Son of God, and he's my Lord. And when you profess that, God slams down his gavel and says, not guilty.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on